the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
At age 10, Emily Flatness became interested in music. It soon grew into a passion for the native of Willard, Missouri, who's now a freshman history major at Missouri State University. Last summer, the National Endowment for the Arts, NEA, and its partner, the American Theatre Wing, announced that Flatness was one of only 6 winners out of almost 200 applicants nationwide of the 2019 Musical Theatre Songwriting Challenge for her original song, Carolina. As the culmination of the songwriting challenge, Carolina was recorded at Reservoir Studios in New York City by an ensemble of professional musicians and vocalists. Broadway performers AJ Shively and Kaylin West are the lead singers. The NEA recently released the final version of the song. I'm Emily Yip. Flatness joins me today to talk about her song and the experience of recording it.
When I was 10 years old, I started playing the fiddle, and I started my bluegrass band, Poana, whenever I was 14, and we've been playing together ever since then. Actually, I originally wrote this song, Carolina, for my bluegrass band, and it was actually the title song for our first album.
The inspiration for Carolina was Flatness's great-great-great-grandfather.
My great-great-great-grandfather, he immigrated from the Netherlands in the 1800s. He settled in Wisconsin, and he eventually got married, started a family. He had a little daughter, and then he got drafted into the Union Army in the 1860s. He fought, and he actually was killed 9 days before General Lee surrendered at Appomattox. So the song is the story of whenever he is passing away, and it's actually a duet between Arnoldus, which is my grandfather's name, and his wife Elizabeth, and she's at home thinking that he's going to return soon because the war is over, but little does she know, he's off in Carolina and he's passed away.
Flatness found out about the songwriting challenge from her high school theater director, who encouraged Flatness to participate. How did she feel about being a winner?
I was very, very thankful. I still sometimes can't even believe it. It was really, really an amazing experience.
As part of winning the challenge, 2 New York City theater professionals came to Willard last fall to work with Flatness to refine and hone her song.
My 2 mentors, Max Vernon, he wrote The View Upstairs and K-Pop the Musical. He was kind of like my lyrics coach, and then my other mentor, Daniel Lincoln, probably the most famous musical he played on was Wicked on Broadway. It was really cool that they came to my high school and we worked in my old choir room, which was really neat. It was a really, really humbling, fantastic experience. What we did is we would kind of sit down and I would be like, oh, I want to change this lyric to something else. And they were like, okay, well, let's think of what we can write. And they would kind of make me just sit there and write things until we like found the greatest lyric. Which was really cool because I still was able to write it.
Flatness and her parents also participated in the recording process in New York City.
The recording studio was amazing. There had been like a lot of famous performers who had recorded there and stuff. The musicians who actually played on the final version of the song, most of them were from Frozen on Broadway. And then they were also from Bright Star. It was written by the comedian Steve Martin. The singers were AJ Shively from Bright Star. And then the other singer who played Elizabeth's part, she was from the new musical The Prom. And her name was Kaylin West. And they were all so humble, so kind. I got to be in the room while they recorded it and stuff. And I got to say what I thought of everything and kind of got to help direct. Yeah, it was really great.
How did she feel when she heard the final version of her song?
I almost cried. It was amazing because I had never heard a male voice sing it. You know, I had always sung it and stuff, and it really felt like my great-great-great-grandfather was coming to life.
You can listen to Carolina on Spotify, YouTube, or the NEA's website. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.